I'm back with a brand new series called Teresa Caputo, Raising Spirits. Check out Teresa Caputo, Raising Spirits on Lifetime every Thursday night. Check your local listings.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, I'm Teresa Caputo. You might know me as the Long Island Medium. Why do people call me that? Well, I talk to the dead. My job is to help spirit communicate to their loved ones here in the physical world that they are safe and at peace, and that there is more to life than this. This podcast gives me the opportunity to share my gift with more people than ever before, and to give all of you a better understanding of how I communicate with spirit. Hey everyone, welcome to this week's episode on Hey Spirit. This week I had the pleasure of meeting Jeremy. You know, every once in a while you come across souls or people that are just so full of life and all they want to do is do good. Jeremy, we could not even keep the internet connection. That is how many people he had to connect with. So what I did was I just asked the souls that would give the biggest impact to Jeremy. And spirit never disappoints. This was truly an honor and a privilege to share my gift with Jeremy today. I hope you will enjoy this week's episode and more importantly, Jeremy's amazing energy. And I think his message also says today, don't ever give up. No matter where you are in your life, no matter how low you feel or you feel, you know what, where am I going? How am I going to do this? It's okay to feel that way, but know that you're not going to stay there and to never give up. So I hope you all enjoy Jeremy's energy and messages as much as I did. God bless. What is your name?
Jeremy.
Oh, I could see on here, Jeremy. Nice to meet you, Jeremy. Appreciate you allowing me to share my gift with you, but most importantly, for trusting me with the souls of your departed loved ones. Even though people have seen the show, they're familiar with who I am, I always like to give my speech on how I connect with spirit. And it's also kind of like my sign to them that I am ready to work. And then they start to, so as I give my speech to you, the souls of the departed start to clear out my own personal thoughts, feelings, and emotions. And they start to replace them with signs and symbols of things that I've experienced here in the physical world to be able to relay messages to you. It is very, very important. If you don't understand something, tell me.
Okay, here's the weird thing. I'm in an 8,000 square foot facility. Everybody else had internet except for me. Mm-hmm. Just my computer. There's no physical way to like compartmentalize internet. It doesn't work like that.
This is what happens.
Doesn't work like my whole shit. And I'm like, what is happening? Everybody had internet in the building except for my office.
I'm not good with this tech stuff. Good thing I talk to the dead, right? Like the dead, they don't like this technical stuff. They're able to kind of mess with it in a sense. They make things happen. I am going to say this though, because when I start to give my speech and I start to enter the other side, it depends on the heaviness. I can feel like this heaviness. So I know there's either a lot of souls and or a lot of heavy messages. And, you know, look, energy, they have the ability to make things happen.
Yeah.
So, and, you know, also I want you to be aware of like sometimes messages, and I don't know why I'm saying this, come through for people that aren't even in the room. So especially when there are things that you can't connect with, you're like, oh, I don't know if I understand that. Someone else might be able to, especially if there are people within your space.
Right, right.
Or nearby. They could be in another room. Right. I've had that happen before. Here it goes again. He lost his Wi-Fi. This is insane.
What?
Insane.
Can you hear me?
Lost his Wi-Fi again.
Can you hear me?
Stop it.
Can you hear me?
He just said he's in an 8,000 foot square building. His computer is the only one losing the internet. You wouldn't believe this if someone told you this, right, Jeremy? You'd be like, no, that doesn't happen.
It's freaking me out. I don't know how to control what's happening.
You can't.
But we're now doing a backup computer just in case.
You can't. That's the thing. You can't control spirit. That's
what
happens.
I'm going to be honest, this is really freaking me out.
I'm gonna say this to you. I am going to say this, though, how I'm feeling in this moment. I didn't even fully get to the other side. I did feel, because as I started to enter and I could feel the heaviness, I did feel a tragedy to a loss. So this could also be a way of spirit validating that the soul, even though they might have left the physical world, maybe in a non-conventional way, if I might say, that the soul is safe and at peace and with God. Because I do feel that there is like a sibling energy coming through. So did you lose someone tragically?
Couple people, yeah.
And or sudden. There were four souls that just stood in front of me.
That's exactly right.
Okay. So know that their souls are present at this exact moment. And I almost feel like they died differently, but yet in the same way of how they died, like it was so sudden or quick, or how could they have died, or having that same emotion of, I still can't believe that they died or that this happened.
Yeah.
Is that correct? Okay. So know that all of their souls are present. So what's happening is when souls don't separate, for me, that's my symbol for that the information comes from all of them. Okay, or a message comes from all of them. I am going to say someone had to have passed really tragically because I taste blood. So there had to have either been a lot of blood at the departure if there was internal injuries.
Yeah.
Okay. Were there two of them with the blood?
Yeah.
Okay. And then did someone actually take their own life? Or was there something where someone would take a responsibility for the departure?
Yeah.
I saw two things. I first felt the restriction of the throat, which is my symbol for where someone would then take a responsibility. I don't know if there's something where you don't want to talk about the way that someone died. I want to explain this to you, Jeremy. I don't mean to sound cold or rude, but to me, it doesn't matter how your loved ones or your friends passed. Souls can show me things and make me feel something. The reason why I went into this explanation with you is because I felt this wall go up. That's just my symbol for where someone does not want to talk about something. I don't need to know anything.
The family did not even want to talk about how he died when he died.
And that's fine. When we have certain tragedies, it's hard for us to wrap our minds around it. So know that we do not have to discuss anything. I do not have to go into. Spirit will not tell me things.
I'm okay with going into it because, okay, like, there's a lot of unanswered stuff, okay, on my...
I heard that there was nothing that you could have done to have prevented the departure, even if you knew everything. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Because I heard you can't fix everything, man. It wasn't your job to fix everything.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. There are two things that I want to say also connected to this is that I keep seeing when a soul shows me a phone and then they hang up and they show me a missed call, that's my symbol for where we feel we should have been there. We could have done, or only if I got to speak.
One of them specifically called me.
Okay.
The night before he died. And okay, he was like, hey, he was supposed to pick me up the next day.
But you never suspected anything that I was going to die?
No, not, no. But my wife did say, you know, he's being extremely lovely tonight. Like he's, you know.
But you would never know or think in a million years.
No.
That no. I would have died.
No way.
Okay.
No way.
That validates that there was nothing that even if you knew, reached out again, checked, whatever it is, could have prevented the departure. Usually when a soul shows me a slitting of the wrist, it's just my symbol for where they've tried or struggled with leaving the physical world, trying to take their own life before that one time.
I had several friends die.
But what they're saying is, like, this just wasn't this one time that I was like, I'm going to do this. Like, I either attempted before, thought about it before, tried before.
Yeah, because we're talking about a different friend now. My friend Dan.
Mm-hmm. Is he newly departed?
No, he's been gone for... There's
he made me feel like he was like your brother.
Last month, there's one who died last year, and there's one who died 5 years ago, and they were all like brothers.
Okay. Was there an overdose with one?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I doodle, so they had me write overdose.
Actually.
Okay. When a soul shows me prescription medication and then Benadryl, it's my symbol for that. I honestly didn't think that I was going to die if I took this.
That's Andrew.
I take responsibility for my departure, but I did not intentionally take my own life. I did not think that I was going to pass. Do you have tattoos, or were you going to get a tattoo in memory of someone?
Actually, my Star Wars tattoo, me and Dan, we're going to get them together. Which is really weird that you said that, because everybody's like, why do you have a Star Wars? I mean, I love Star Wars, but me and Dan.
I can't see any of your tattoos, correct?
No. Me and Dan wanted to get Star Wars tattoos collectively together. We talked about it forever. You know, I got it. Done. He never got around it because he's... Dan was like my brother. Mm. He hung himself 5 years ago.
That's why you're getting the choking and when I felt the restriction of the throat. Is his father departed?
Now you're talking about Jason. Jason and his dad are departed. My friend that just died recently.
Okay.
His dad died. That's the problem is my wife, you look at me. I have so many friends that died.
Okay. Well, we can. And look, they already acknowledged that they were four.
It's like bouncing around from like one to another to another.
But that will happen, especially if you can connect messages with each other. That's why I started out with two when I felt that there was... a lot of blood or internal injuries, and then we have the overdoses.
So Jason just died last month.
How do you connect with the number four with him? So it would either be the month of April, the fourth of any month.
His birthday was in April.
Okay. Now, do you notice the numbers? Like, do you notice like 444 or consecutive numbers like 333, 222?
I always see 911, but that freaks me out. I don't do it like yours.
Well, 11 is a very spiritual number. So whenever you notice things like that, know that it's not that your loved one that is the number. It's their energy that gets you to notice things. Did something happen to you or did you feel like, I'll hypothetical this, like we did some crazy shit as kids. Like how did I survive and everyone else is dying? Like this is crazy because they just said to me, tell Jeremy that nothing is going to happen to him. It's almost like you have nine lives.
So I always feel like I'm dying.
Okay.
I have crazy anxiety. And that's something Dan and all of them would be like, yo, bro, chill the fuck out. Like, Andrew said the same thing, like, dude, you're fine. I always feel like there's something wrong with me.
So do I. But I talk to dead people, so... But, you know, it could be several things. I feel like that this is very, very important because it's something when souls bring up things like this, we're wasting our energy, our time, or we can physically make ourselves sick. Emotionally, physically, but more importantly, mentally ill.
Every time I lose a friend, it puts me in a very weird place like, oh. I don't know.
Of course it would. They make me feel like you're a fixer. Like you try to help everyone. You try to fix everything. So especially when we have all of these tragedies, it's almost like I should have been able to have fixed this. I should have been able to make this better. Why didn't they come to me? We could have done this. We could have fixed this together.
What you just said about the blood in the mouth.
Mm-hmm.
So my friend just died and he had his mouth wired shut because he got into a fight.
Mm-hmm.
He went upstairs. He took some heroin. He choked on his own vomit.
Mm-hmm.
And his blood. and he fell on his face. And when his sister found him, she was like, there was blood everywhere coming out of his mouth. And I couldn't understand what had happened. And I'm the one who had to bury him recently. He was like my brother. I raised this kid. And Dan was like my brother, too. He's like my older brother. And Andrew is like my, you know, middle brother. We were all very, very close.
But you had this bond.
Yeah, Jason specifically, Jason looked up to me a lot. And
I want to go back to this first. The reason why, and part of your anxiety, is that you are empathic. You not only are sympathetic to people, but you take on other people's emotions.
I feel it. I can't even go into a grocery store without feeling people's energy.
So it's I'm going to say this too. You might have come in and might have wanted to have this experience to connect with your loved ones. But you're also going to be able to leave this session with some tools or maybe to validate that part of your anxiety is that you're not, it's not that you're crazy. It's that you're taking on other people's energies.
Everything.
Especially when you feel things physically. You can protect yourself however you feel fit, but I always protect myself in God's white light. Mm-hmm. I only want things or feel things that are going to help someone or help me. When I walk into a room and I immediately start coughing or choking or feel like I can't breathe, I immediately say to myself, be gone, you are not of me. When I say that, I'm acknowledging the energies around me, and I know that it's not me. I know that I am not choking. I am not dying. I lived my life very similar to the things that you shared with me on how you feel like something's always going to happen or there's something wrong with you because you're picking up other ailments. It is not a coincidence that we started talking about your friends that have departed and you started choking and not feeling.
I felt very, can't explain it. These were people I really loved. And I grew up in a very weird situation where I'm the only one who made it out and have an overly successful life. And everybody I know from my childhood are dead or in jail or because I just chose a different life.
How long is your grandfather departed?
Recently.
Okay. Because I questioned his presence when he stepped forward. And I said to him, I said, you know, you were the first soul that I saw when I got to the other side. Mm-hmm. And there's something that he said that I needed you to know, that I'm sorry what you had to go through. And I am sorry that we weren't there for you the way that you needed us to be.
He wasn't there for me. My grandfather wasn't there for me at all.
Well, that's what he's saying. I'm sorry that I couldn't be there for you. There's something, I don't know if there's something about the family or about, but he just made me feel like there was no ability to unconditionally love. We didn't know that. We didn't know what to do with that. We didn't know unconditional love, and we just kind of ignored things. And he says, and for that, I am sorry.
I'm very different from everybody in my family. I come from, you know, a very much a broken home. I felt like I was special. I never knew my grandfather. And on his deathbed, I told him I hope he suffered because he did some really bad shit. And I didn't know about it until I found out that, when he was on his deathbed.
And look, here he is apologizing to you for how he couldn't be there for you. Now, you have to understand, for me, I still live right next door to my parents. Mm-hmm. I have an opposite life experience than you.
Yeah.
And it always astounds me when a soul comes through and apologizes and takes responsibility for their actions and for who they were and how that affected in a short time. He has already seen what his actions had done and caused you and so many other family members.
It's a miracle I'm able to be the person I am today with the life I grew up in.
Now I understand all the technical issues in the beginning.
I feel like there was a flood of people that just came through. Mm-hmm.
and the energy was so much. I felt the heaviness. And you are feeling physical things. See, when I channel spirit, they make me feel how they died. So, like, I will literally feel as times as I'm having a heart attack if someone passed of the heart. You're getting this choking thing because you have friends that have overdosed, hung themselves, and actually choked on their own vomit. The gentleman, though, in the fight, he made me feel like that he had to take responsibility for placing himself in that situation. And he says, I did not suffer to my death.
I wondered that.
So
I really thought to myself, like, oh, wow.
No, because he had me write down that he passed out first. And when a soul shows me a tragedy, no matter how the tragedy is, and they immediately hit me in the back of the head, it's my symbol for that the soul did not suffer. The soul immediately left. Even sometimes if someone says, oh, but they were in a coma for a week or their physical body was still alive, it doesn't matter. The soul didn't suffer. So how he was found was not how he suffered to his death.
It was really harsh.
What happened to the right side of his face? The whole right side of my face. I don't know if there was bruising on the face.
His face was just, he was beat up so bad. His whole face was beat up so bad. And like his whole jaw was broken and wired shut. That's why when he OD'd, he couldn't throw it up because his mouth was wired shut. He choked.
But that's why it was important that he had me write that he passed out.
I was wondering if he, like, suffered. Because I was like, that's a terrible way to die.
Mm-mm. Souls are very forthcoming. Who had the argument with someone before they died?
It was my grandfather.
Oh.
I basically told him, I hope you suffer, you son of a bitch. It was dark. I don't like what I said, but I don't take it back.
I heard there were no regrets. There should be no regrets. Was he not responsive, your grandfather, or was he paralyzed in a sense? Because I had this weird thing happen to me, which never happened before. I almost felt paralyzed, like I could not speak back to you, but I heard every word that you said to me. So I don't know if he was unconscious.
He was, yeah. That was harsh for a dude on his deathbed, I'll tell you that.
But I'm going to say this. I literally heard there should be no regrets. I deserved it.
He molested my mother.
Listen, he already showed me that he did awful and horrific things.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Okay, guys, I'm going to throw it back a bit. You know what I don't miss at all? I do not miss that vicious cycle before my period. I would feel like I was going to crawl out of my skin, sometimes the breakouts, and oh my God, can we talk about the cravings? But now, Estro Control makes it easier to manage PMS. So Estro Control is a formula developed by Happy Mammoth, a supplement company dedicated to making women's lives easier. The way Estro Control eases PMS is quite interesting. The ingredients help support the liver, and that's where our hormones get processed, especially estrogen. Estro Control was created to help women feel like themselves all throughout the month because PMS can rob them of a week of their lives every single month, and that just isn't fair. Estro Control is made specifically for women who are perimenopausal. It is perfect for women that haven't entered menopause yet. In fact, it's amazing for perimenopause when hormones start to fluctuate and PMS can turn into a beast. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code SPIRIT at checkout.
Did someone have like a gun collection or something with guns?
Yeah.
I need to reel you back in, Jeremy. Look, I want you to understand, it was very important for your grandfather to make his presence known today.
I wish he wouldn't have.
Well, it's important because you know the lessons that he has to learn. He has to relive his life through your mom's eyes, through every single person's eyes that they hurt and that they disappointed in order for the soul to grow.
They caused a chain of destruction. You know what I mean?
Listen, I do, because he said, I did not know how to unconditionally love. I'm not making an excuse. I did not know. It's generations. It's it's not something that he, whatever he did is not something that he just dreamt up on his own. It is learned behavior.
How many people are currently right now talking to you in regards to me?
Right now I had to remove myself because I couldn't take the chatter and I had to lower my energy far to be able to communicate with your grandfather. So I typically channel, say, I'm going to just use this as an example, like up here. I have to lower my vibration as low as I can go because I felt that there was an importance there that he needed to say something to help you to be able to start to let go of the anger that is now eating you. We can be as angry, disappointed, furious, whatever words you want to use, but when they start to deteriorate, a person's soul is when spirit steps in.
I just don't know how you can do things like that.
What is happening right now, Jeremy, is not about anything else, but about him acknowledging his wrongs and for the first time taking responsibility for his disgusting behavior.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it just wasn't once, and it just wasn't one person. I mean, look, I can fully get into it. But this is not what this is about. Right. This is about him just acknowledging it to help you so you can start to heal as a person.
I'm glad that he wants to have this breakthrough, but I'd rather talk to people who loved me in my life and were there for me than him. That's all I'm saying.
And that's fine.
I'm like, I don't mean to be rude to him. That's all good.
You're not.
We don't know each other. You know what I mean?
You're not. That is what, and he was very clear on that. I was not there for him, and for that, I am sorry.
Yeah.
That was it. How old are you? You have children?
Yeah.
Because I just heard, they said, please tell him that he is a great dad. Are you having more children?
Yeah, I have another one, like about a month away.
Oh, perfect. You have a daughter?
I do.
Okay. Validating that, your wife also have a miscarriage?
No.
Who had the miscarriage or a termination?
Her mom.
Okay. So know that the child is safe and at peace with God on the other side. Do you understand the jewelry? Is your wife with you?
She's right here.
Oh. Does she have jewelry of someone that is departed? Who is the mom that's departed for her?
Her grandmother.
Does she have the jewelry?
She does.
She wants to thank her for always remembering her and incorporating the things that really might not have any monetary value or meant the world to her that she thinks about or still does, and thanking her for that.
My wife is like right here. Yeah, her grandmother was very important to her. Okay.
Do you still have your grandmother's handwriting?
I actually knew this was going to happen.
Jeremy, if you knew this was going to happen, then why are you putting me through all this shit? That's all I'm going to say.
I knew this was going to happen because...
Oh my God, look at you. You look beautiful. Look at this.
I knew my family was going to come busting through, but I knew Janelle's grandmother was going to come through.
Yeah, I actually talked to her in my dreams probably. She passed away probably 8 to 10 years ago, but she communicates to me in my dreams several times a year for like a decade.
How wonderful. So know that these are actual visitations from her. When we remember things so vividly and so specific while we're sleeping, whether people say dreams, their visitations.
When you said the handwriting, like what?
I have all her letters. When I was a child, when people used to write letters, we would write letters back and forth to each other.
That was crazy.
And I have them.
And you still keep those. So know that when you look at them, come across them, know that her soul is with you at that exact moment.
I knew something like that was going to be said.
How do you understand? Can I go back to the gun? How do you understand the gun? Or something with a gun?
We stole a gun when we were kids.
Oh, okay.
We're firing it. I was in some hood shit when I was a kid, you know? We just were firing it. It's like a friend of we all thought we. It's whatever.
But so I don't know who now who was this connected to that is departed.
Jason.
Okay. So know that he is taking this opportunity to step forward. I need them to cut. They won't separate. But and I think the reason for that, Jeremy, is because of the way that they all died and they left you with such a burden of feeling that. You could have helped them in some way.
I always say that. I always like, I shouldn't be able to help my friends. I just feel like there's probably like a lot of people that are coming through at once. There's a lot.
But now I understand. Remember when I said to you, they don't separate. The souls don't separate. So
it makes sense that these guys are standing next to each other because they know. I don't have a family like that. These guys were my family.
So I'm going to say this to you because I specifically asked them. I said, you need to tell me what it is that he needs to know. And they said, we need, in a sense, to give you your life back. Of being able to let go of all of anger, disappointment. I don't care what it has to do with, Jeremy. It doesn't matter. It is anything that is affecting you in a negative way or holding you back. Because they keep showing me, it's almost like, you know when you see this big grizzly bear, right? But yet, they're so lovable inside. But you have built this wall of protection around you and your skin is so thick because of all of the hurt, the sorrow, the pain, because you had to protect yourself from whatever it is out there. And they're saying, you have such a wonderful life. You made it. Allow your wife to love you the way that you deserve to be loved. Don't be afraid to fully love. Because they show me like you have certain parts of your soul protected. Like you don't want anyone in there because you don't want to be hurt again. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And I feel like Jason is almost like a card, like funny. He's like, you don't understand. His wife, she has been with him. She puts up with more shit, Teresa, than you could imagine. She is not going anywhere. She loves him. And we all can't figure out why, but she loves him. Like, I feel like they're teasing you.
That's right. That's very, very much so. Like,
She has given you the greatest gifts in life, and that's unconditional love.
That's true.
You never thought that you were going to be married, you were ever going to even have children, and here you are. They're saying what an amazing father you are.
I also feel like it's so tough because it was so many people I loved that I had to leave behind to get here.
And probably one of the other reasons why, Jason, the four souls that were speaking for everyone on the other side where they took responsibility. The first thing Spirit had me say to you, they take responsibility. It wasn't your job.
I was always preaching to them. Here. I was like, I was always like, no, dude, come on. Like, I was always the guy going, no, let's not do that. Or, hey, maybe you shouldn't drink so much. Or don't do drugs, dude. Come on. Mm-hmm. Like.
But that's free will choice.
I never did a drug in my life. I never did that. Everybody was all fucked up. I was just focused. I was like, I'm going to change the world.
And look, and you are. And I'm going to say this right now. By you trusting me with the souls of your departed loved ones and sharing this on Hey Spirit is going to change. You know how many lives? someone might be sitting here listening to the same thing, listening to what you have to say, and they're going to think twice.
I want everybody to like have what I have and become what I've become. And I want to help people get there. And I want to, I know I have so much further to go, but I also like, I have a wife and a beautiful daughter and those things I never expected to have. But I also knew, this is going to sound crazy, but I also always kind of wondered if Janelle's grandmother would like me because she was so important to Janelle. And I actually kind of prayed before I came here that your grandmother would come through. So you had something that was special.
Okay, so let me also ask you this. I did not even know there was anyone in the room. And I said to you, there might be someone coming through that's someone that is not even in the room or that you would expect to hear from.
She said about the letter shit. That was like, okay.
How old is your youngest?
She's three.
Okay. So does she kind of talk about or like make motion to things that aren't there or?
Mm-hmm. All the time. Okay. All the time.
Like when one of our friends passed and when she was 1 year old, she out the window, she's like, hi, guy. And there was no one there. And then.
Well, she senses your grandmother. She senses her. I just saw shadows in the house. So do you sometimes see shadows? Or
all the time.
Okay. I don't see shadows.
The other night, this really weird thing happened when Jason died. His funeral was about to happen. And I was sleeping.
Well, I think that was as he was passing. But I don't think he's there. I think he like popped in and left.
Yeah, this is what I think happens.
Well, do you have a hallway with three bedrooms and a bathroom?
Yes.
Okay. So know that when you see shadows going in that hallway or down a hallway, know that that is your loved ones letting you know that they are with you at that exact moment. Did you have a dream of one of your friends that passed and they came to you and told you that they were okay?
That was me.
Okay. Know that that was real. Know that that was the soul. Now, I don't dream of my loved ones that have died. I don't connect with spirit in that way. So know that what you experienced was a visitation from the soul. It was their soul's way of saying, I am okay, I am safe and at peace.
Her ex-boyfriend committed suicide. Mm-hmm. Recently.
It was actually a year ago this month.
So know that that was a gift from him.
Yeah, my daughter was really sick with a cold, and he came into my dreams, and he had his hands on her shoulder, and he looked behind me. He said, and I'm like, what are you doing here? And he said, I can't stay long, but I'm just here to tell you that she'll be okay, and your family will be okay. And then he lifted his hands off her shoulders, and he disappeared. And he's, like, obviously he's never met her. Like, I haven't seen him in, like, 5-6 years. But he came to tell me that my daughter was going to be okay when she was really sick.
I really appreciated that, too. Like, you know, most guys would be like, but I also felt like his soul was suffering.
The afterlife is very different. This is where we suffer. This is the hardest thing that our souls have to do is to live this physical life. The afterlife is very, very different.
Do you feel like when someone takes their life that they could still go with God?
Absolutely. I would not have felt his soul if he was not. And I've seen souls where I could see them, but I can't feel anything. It just means that their soul, I can't lower my vibration low enough to actually feel anything from them or to communicate with them. So as the soul gets to the other side, they immediately start to learn lessons. He literally just said to me, he goes, I begged her to love me. Is that correct?
That makes me feel sad. He did.
It's almost like you like didn't want to go like hypothetically, like you didn't want to go out with him at first. Does that make sense?
Yeah, we were more like friends than I knew I wasn't going to marry him. So like,
that's heartbreaking. How do I feel that? I feel that so.
Yeah, but it's more of a thing where it's to validate that how much he truly cared for you. And what a beautiful experience that you had for him to be able to give you that gift. And I'm going to say just to have faith and knowing that even though we leave the physical world in a tragic way, the souls do find a place with God. But the soul has to go through lessons and they have to learn things and they have to feel how they hurt or disappointed so the soul can continue to grow.
Oh, Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
I need to ask something. I know my aunt is moving around somewhere out back there. Mm-hmm. She died of brain cancer.
Mm-hmm.
She was the only one who took care of me when I was... And I held her when she died.
How can you connect with the number 27? It'll either be an age, the 27th of a month, or the month of February and the month of July.
That's when she died. February. That's when she died.
To validate that she knew that you told her that it was okay to let go. And she says, I want to thank you for that.
I held her and I said, just go. I was like, you don't understand.
And she says that you felt her soul move right through you. Know that that was real.
I felt it. I just held her and I said, you got to go. There's nothing here for you. And no. I literally felt it. And I told everybody, I said, not only did I feel her soul, I watched it leave. Mm-hmm.
That was real. We literally said it at the same time. Completely at the same time.
I'm telling you, I felt it.
Yeah, you told me that.
She also just said, tell him that I am not cold anymore. So know that from the moment that soul left the physical body, she left behind.
I used to wrap a blanket around her and go, she's so cold. Why is she so cold?
Yeah, you told me that too.
In the beginning, when I first started getting to the other side, I kept hearing that Billy Joel song, Only the Good Die Young.
She was obsessed with Billy Joel. Oh my God. Are you kidding me?
Did you just get the chills right now?
Yeah.
Just get like a know that that was her soul that moved through you to validate her presence.
Was obsessed with Billy Joel. Oh my God, that's so crazy.
I want you to really take from this session today that your loved ones are watching over. Your friends thank you for being that brother to them, that they are so proud of the man and the father and the husband that you've become. Don't feel guilty about having a life that we all dreamed of. But again, one of the first things they said is you made it. Remember to protect yourself in white light, which is a form of protection. When you feel and sense things that make you feel uncomfortable, you know that's not you. Just simply use the phrase, be gone, you are not of me. Start grounding yourself and more importantly, know that it is not your responsibility to fix everything for everyone. Right. I have one of the hardest jobs. People come, they don't want to live anymore after the loss of a loved one. I can only do my part. And it's the same thing for you. You can only do your part. It is up to everyone else to take the tools that are given to them and to place it in their life to help them.
I have a question before.
Sure. Mind.
There was a dream I had when my aunt came through.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the weirdest dream I've ever had in life. And I asked her, is heaven real? I was like, this is real.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, Jeremy, I couldn't even explain it.
How beautiful it is.
And how beautiful it is and how wonderful it is. But you wouldn't understand because you can't comprehend right now.
Right.
but it's real. Remember, I woke up and I said,
a year ago.
And she said, it's 100% real, but I can't describe it to you because you won't understand what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. But it also validates what I said to you before. The other side is completely different. It is not, they don't carry the anger that we have here in the physical world. It is completely different.
So when you're on the other side, they still remember people here on Earth. When you're on the other side, do you still connect with, like when we all pass, do we still know who our daughters are and our husbands are? Or are we all just equal and don't remember that type?
I always say I'll find out when I get there, but what Spirit has explained to me is that we have a soul circle. It is their way of saying to you, I don't want you to carry this burden. These are not your burdens to carry. We need to make room for the love and for your next journey of how you're going to be able to help people.
Yeah, I just feel like things are about to change so crazy, mm-hmm. so quickly, very quickly.
But they show me you working with underprivileged children starting this foundation or something, doing something with people that don't have the resources, and whether if you're just speaking to them, sharing your story, whatever it is.
That was my plan, to really just start helping as many children who have nothing, you know what I mean, mm-hmm. as much as possible. Everything that I do for others, even my family. Like, I work mm-hmm. super hard, but like, I have nice things. I like to buy myself nice shoes and watches.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
But really, the reason why I work as hard as I do is because I want to create an amount of wealth where we could just rest. And that sounds
Amen.
Crazy.
No.
But like, just to rest for a mm-hmm. second. And my friends to rest. And my friends' friends to rest. And I just want people to have time. Because so much of my time has been distributed to mm-hmm. make it.
Do you have some type of a religious article?
What do you mean?
I don't know if it's a cross or like a medallion or something.
A little Hanza hand I wear.
Oh, because they made me literally feel like I want to hold on to the power of the faith that I carry.
I'm a big believer in that itself, and just mm-hmm. like everybody can do anything they want to if they just have to work hard for it. Hi, my name is Jeremy Green. I mean, we have an 8,000 square foot facility. There's internet wired through the entire building. It's specifically dedicated wiring systems, so we can move anywhere. And I don't know what happened, but every single room was working except for my current room lost connection. Literally four or five times, which I thought was very weird, because my computer kept shutting down, which is really weird. I don't know. That was freaking me out. I definitely felt that there were some serious things you hit on. I would say things you hit on with my friends was very, very vivid, very dead on. My wife with the letters was crazy because, you know, my wife does have these letters that she reads from her grandma, which was very crazy. And then my wife's ex-boyfriend, who committed suicide, came through, and stuff they were saying there, that really freaked me out. That was crazy. There was a lot of moments. There was a lot of like, okay, this is crazy moments, yeah. I felt like a brick came off my chest, I would say, for sure. I just feel like there's clearly things that are way beyond us, that this woman has a gift, and I just think there's things that happen in life that we can't explain, and just because we can't explain them doesn't make them not exist. And she definitely speaks to deceased. She definitely speaks to people that are no longer here on the planet.
It was nice to see that my grandma was connecting with my daughter, because I know she would have loved her.
Yes. I just think it was incredible, and it was just an incredible reading.
Hey guys, if you're loving Hey Spirit and my new series on Lifetime, Teresa Caputo Raising Spirits, you might love my live show, Teresa Caputo Live. Check out my website at teresacaputo.com for tickets and to see if I'm in a city near you.